This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 6:01 here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Bink Grimes down in Matagorda this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bink. What's happening?
Man, not a whole lot. How's things going? Just sitting on the pier, getting ready to roll here in about 30 minutes.
So. Yeah. Doing a little fishing today.
Yeah. Got a group here. I like to take Sundays off usually, but I couldn't do that today. So we're going to go get on a reef this morning and throw a few topwaters and see what happens. Ought to be decent. We did it Friday. We waited Friday. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I guess. And then wind kicked up about 9:30 out of the east, but we had all we wanted before that. So it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What yesterday, chunking at them,
man, I've been throwing the old black she dog.
Well, that's a hard one to beat.
Hard one to beat. I threw that a whole lot when it was a top dog back in the day when I was fishing your tournaments in the late 90s and early 2000s. And
man, remember how black away. Topwaters used to work back then? You know, the super man. Spooks, the baby spooks, the top dogs and the juniors and she dogs. Man, everybody was
– I mean
– a lot of them with that black body and red head. And even the lime truce head on them were working good.
Yeah, I'll tell you how that came to be. Just a quick little story. You know, I used to fish a lot with Melvin Talosik in your tournaments. He passed, about 10 years ago. So we always threw that black top dog with the red eyes and threw it. And we're sitting at the Four Corners here in Bay City one day, and I'm in his truck with him, and he's got one of those Motorola bag phones.
Right.
And he calls up Eric Bach. This had to be 1999, I guess.
Right.
He calls up Eric Bach at Mirror Lure and says, "Eric, I want you to make me. I need a black top dog with a red head, and while you're doing it, make me a black top dog with a chartreuse head." Huh. Eric said, "Okay." So he sent six down, each one of them, and Pops gave me the one with the chartreuse head, and they were both. That was before the she dog came out. That was a top dog. That was before they started making the she dog. Mm-hmm. And I guess about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months later, I go to Calcasieu, and I'm throwing topwaters there with Eric Rue on the Big Lake side, and high noon on a full moon, and we're over there at that tank battery, about 7 foot of water, and one lit off on me. And he went 31 and went 9.6 or something like that. And I was over doing a story. I was back when I was writing for everybody in the country, so and photographing, and I had, you know, cover shots everywhere. And so I said, "Holy moly!" And that was on that prototype, but it was a top dog. And so we had that day. So I called Eric. I said, "Eric, you might consider putting this in the color schemes." I said, "Because this one's going to be on a whole lot of magazine covers with this big fish in your prototype." So what they did was they marketing wise, they made that black with a red head in the top dog and kept it, and then brought the red with the chartreuse out in the she dog. You can't get a top dog in a black with a chartreuse head. It's a she dog.
Yeah.
And so they would sell both of them, you know. And that's how that came to be. I mean, that's how that color came to be. And I was there and listened to it on the bag phone back in the day. And then now people's knocked it, you know, they've knocked those colors off and stuff. But, you know, I know a lot of guys were painting them that color back then, you know, too, you know, back before it came real popular. You know, it's popular now. You take a regular bait and you customize it, you know.
Well, we were taking those jumping minnows back in the day and painting half of them black and the other half bone, and we called it Shamu. It
yes, sir.
Killer whale. Boil those trout. Well, that's when the nuke that.
Yeah, that's when the jumping minnows would get good when the chrome was off of them and they became bone. You know,
yeah.
You'd go throw those suckers. I was in high school. We'd get in the car and when the surf was flat, and we rolled the high island, you know, and get out there and just couldn't wait to put a, you know, throw a jumping minnow in the surf and shoot, they'd bang it and knock all that chrome off. And then you'd have your little warrior out there, and, you know, you didn't want a new, you know, you'd keep throwing that sucker. And then finally you'd have you a bone one, you know, and then we knew that they still hit a bone.
Oh yeah.
So maybe that was how the bone came about too. I don't know. You know,
I think the first jumping minnows I ever threw were just, they came that way, bone.
Came bone.
But, yeah, and then, you know, they started chroming them and all that with their machine, and then they were complaining because, oh, they're knocking the chrome off of them. We're getting so many complaints. And we had that meeting up at Rayburn, you know, where Pradco had that big meeting every year up there at Wills. And we told them. Well, Terry Neal was there, Doug Bird, all of us said, "Hey, man, don't change anything. The rattle tone, the action, everything's perfect on them. Hey, if it does knock the chrome off, they still have a good bone one to fish with." And that's when they kind of mocked Mirror Lure and went with that flash insert down the side.
Yes.
And it made it heavier. It didn't ride right in the water.
The tail
didn't sit down when you'd stop it, and it just ruined the bait. It was no good anymore. They ruined it.
100% correct. It ruined it. The sound was different. The whole deal. It wasn't like the old.
No.
It just wasn't, you know. Nah. And
that's when the ghost went crazy because, you know.
That's
they
exactly right.
You know, the ghost was, It didn't taper at the tail like the Jumping Minnow, but it the rattle tone and the action was very similar. And that's when Ghost pretty much took over. $1.99 bait at Walmart.
$1.99.
Kicking you had everybody's butts, man.
You had them laying out across the table at all the at all the Troutmaster events. You'd come in there, and it'd be Ghost laying everywhere. You know, here, take
hey, we'd
you
pass out 1,000 a tournament. It's in this huge box. It'd have 1,000 baits in it. We just
$1.99
out the crowd like candy, man. Well, remember that like one
Mardi
year
Gras
for
beat.
the Classic, we had it at Matagorda there at the harbor, and he came out with the Ghost with the Early Times logo on it.
I remember that,
and
yeah.
Kevin Cochran won big trout in the Classic with that particular bait right there with Early Times logo on it. An alcoholic trout.
Yeah. 25 years ago, probably, wasn't it? It was, because if it was 2000 or 99.
Yeah, it was around 99 or 2000.
My gosh, that's 25 years ago.
It doesn't even seem that long ago, though, does it?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It sure doesn't.
Danny Juarez won that one.
Big Danny. I see him. I hadn't seen him in a while.
At the Oyster Farm. He was at the Oyster Farm. He smoked him.
Man, the Oyster Farm used to produce so many, and it still does, but... But just not like it used to, but it is. Oh, it used to produce. Oh, man. The old Oyster Farm.
Yep, that was a great wade.
I might go to the Oyster Farm this morning, matter of fact. Shoot, well, I got good tides back there.
No they guts, no glory, right. Man. It'll be good and deep behind that thing, man.
It sure will. Yeah.
I remember there's fishing some stuff with Billy Pachowski down there. We were going to shoot a... cover magazine for the tournament for the Troutmaster magazine because Charlie was pro angler of the year and Jim Franklin was amateur angler of the year, and we all met up down there. Bill and Jim and I went in our boat. Charlie couldn't go because he had a party. Naturally, he's always booked up, so he was down by St. Mary's fishing. Well, we went the other way. We went to the east, and that's when Bill found out about a Fire Tiger Top Dog Jr. Oh, Lord, me and Pete were pouring the coals to him with that. And Billy said, I ain't ever seen anything like this in my life. And we caught some toads that day. So Franklin was with us, and he was nuking them, too. We all went and looked for Charlie so we could do a photo shoot, you know, with that Triton boat in the background, because we were going to give away, like, 10 of them that year. And we found Charlie, and he had a big old stringer of fish. So I said, well, y'all line up in front of this boat so I can get me some good shots. And that's how it came out. I forget what year that was. 99, maybe?
Probably. It was on the cover. You had that, like, newspaper print
yeah.
on the cover of it.
I went to the Slick Finish the next year. That's when Plog and David McCaleb were on the cover of that one.
I could see it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Golly.
I got them hanging up in my studio right here, all those magazine covers. I'm looking at them right now. I'll just turn my chair around so I can look. Anyway, yeah, it was 99 when we shot that with Charlie and Jim. Matagorda.
Boy, it was something. It's still good,
days.
But it just ain't, you know, just like anything else. If you just like snow goose hunting back in the day or, you know, fishing back in my world, you know, it's, unless you lived it, you just don't know, you know, and I was a youngster, and I didn't know what we were doing back then. You know, I mean, I didn't know how good it was. You know, I just thought, oh yeah, well, you can go out and throw a topwater and catch 5 and 6 pound trout underneath the bird. Yeah. That's normal, isn't it?
That pretty much was.
I ain't done that since, boys.
No. Oh,
for
you see
years,
the
deal
yet?
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to do live
problem.
From the blind next week.
We are. We're going to do it. And I think shooting time is at about 6:42 or something like that. So you probably get me for about 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get that last segment in on that, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people's been asking me about that already. I guess everybody enjoys it. And when I come back and listen to it on the podcast, it does sound pretty cool. But
yeah,
we just doing, you know, a lot of people never duck hunt it. They just don't know what the little nuances are, you know, of it. And it kind of puts them there. And you know, just kind of shows them why we do what we do. But there's a lot of teal, man. There, I wrote the migration report for Ducks Unlimited yesterday that for the Central Flyway that I do every year, and they'll, I think they're going to post it tomorrow. But so I have to get the rundown from everybody on this side and the east side, and man, there's just a pile of birds on the coastal prairies right now, and all the rice, which is normal, you know, in the El Campo, Wharton, East Bernard area, just stacked in there, and the same they're in the rice on the same on the east side as well, and so a lot, so we're, you know, and kind of what I led with in the story is, you know, what do you do when you got so many birds and you got wait another week to hunt them, you know, because they'll leave if the wind shifts, you know, it's just, they're just coming through, and
they're
so I'm hoping
like doves.
They are. And so I'm, you know, they'll leave without hunting pressure. And, so we're kind of hoping nothing changes till next Saturday, and we're coming up on a new moon. So that's, at least it's not a full moon. So it ought to be really, really good. And my marsh is holding good numbers too, and the Anahuac marsh is as well.
Well, numbers are supposed to be down, but pintails up, you know, and
yeah, and they're not, you know, we're not going to be able to tell the difference in the teal. The reason why it went to 9 is because in the North American Waterfowl Treaty or one of the mandates is if the breeding numbers drop below 4.5 million, that you do a 9-day season. If they're above 4.5, talking about blue wings, if they're above 4.5, you do a 16-day season. Well, they were 4.45 or something like that.
Yeah, so, just barely, you know, under. I mean, come on.
Yeah, man. So well, I mean,
the
same, you know,
birds are going to fly through here and then fly down to Mexico, and you can shoot as many as you want down there.
Shoot
you,
as
like
many
25
as you
or 35
want.
Birds or something. That's crazy.
Crazy, yeah. It's not good for the sport. Those Americans going down there and run, it's not good for
they
the
do
sport.
It.
Those are
that's
they do it, and it's the same exact birds, you can tell me, but they are all those Central Flyway birds are the same birds. Banding reports prove it.
Yep.
Satellite trackers prove it. And I mean, it's just it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Let's save them here so they can kill them all in Mexico. Yeah. That's not, I know. All right, Pink, I got a roll, buddy, and I know you do too. You got to get with it. So if somebody wants to get with you about duck hunting this winter or fishing, give them some info.
All right, yeah, marsh looks good. 979-241-1705. We're still fishing. We'll have a big group out duck hunting, teal hunting next weekend, but we'll have a lodge full fishing as well. So we'll still be doing all that. So give us a holler.
Right, cool.
Feels like fall.
All right, brother. Bink, have a good day. Catch him up, man.
All right, we'll see y'all.
Later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning, welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:21 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Baffin Way now and check in with Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Rihanna, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I couldn't be better, and you?
I'm enjoying this early morning cool field this morning. It feels really nice. Starting to, every week seems like it's starting to feel a little bit cooler and cooler.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah, it's coming. You can feel the seasons are changing, and I don't know about you, but I'm sure I'm getting excited, getting ready for and excited for wintertime fishing. As always, that's one of my favorite times to fish for big trout. So I can't wait to bundle up in waders. So this little cool feel has me yearning for that. But this week has been it's been a long one. I actually feel pretty tired this morning. I might sound a little tired this morning. I've been busy. Yeah, I don't feel the way I sound. I feel a little tired this morning. Yeah, it's been a long one.
You just wait.
I know it. That's what I hear. Yep. Yeah, this life isn't easy on anybody, and I've heard that it catches up pretty quick, and so trying to preserve what I've got in the meantime, I don't always do a good job of it, but I try my best. Wear the sunscreen and cover up and drink plenty of water, but it don't always work that way. We get busy, and that's just the way life goes, but coming off of that tournament last week and hearing different things about, you know, where people were fishing and where they caught those reds and, you know, oh, it's, you know, was this good down here and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I said, you know, I'm not booked Monday, Tuesday, and I need to run down south anyways to go get my other shoal water to get it ready to be sold. And so I ran down there to Port Mansfield and fished a couple days down there on my own,
right,
just to see what all the hype was about. You know, I mean, I hear the fishing's really good down there, just, you know, not, and it wasn't like trout fishing. I mean, there have been some good trout being pulled out of the water down there here and there. Looks like they're out deeper right now from one of the pictures that I've seen. They're in the boat. They're probably throwing live bait. And it looks like they're out a little bit deeper. So we went down there, and I had some friends join me on this trip, and they wanted to keep fish. And so we were limited out by, let's see, we got out there a little bit later because they were running late. We were supposed to meet at 8:30. They didn't show up till about closer to 8:45. By the time we got out there, it was probably 9, and we were limited out just before 10 o'clock for a three-man limit. I thought, man, and those and all the trout were really heavy, healthy, upper slot. We threw back 5 oversize, ranging anywhere between, oh, literally right at 20. I mean, I took out the chicken stick, and I said, man, we needed that fish this couple days ago. So that's the one we needed, and they were chunky.
It always works out like that.
Always, Mickey. I can't, you know, it's just the way it goes. And what I should have done 2 days beforehand, or actually 3 days beforehand, one of the ladies that fished with me in the tournament, she booked 3 days with me beforehand so we could pre-fish. And I had mentioned to her, I said, well, you know, if you want to go pre-fish down south, you know, Port Mansfield and fish a couple days up here. And we didn't do it. You know, she's just as eat up with trying to find a big trout in the mornings as I am. And so I think that's what she wanted to do. And that's what I wanted to do too. And so we just decided to stay in Baffin. And later on, after hearing whatever, you know, where most of the big redfish were caught, I thought, man, maybe we should have gone down there for just one day or half a day and just scouted, you know, but we didn't, of course. But I tell you what.
It's hard to be everywhere at one time, man. That's
it
the way it works
really
out.
Is. Yes,
so
it really is.
So much water to fish in so little time.
I know it. So Friday, I fished Baffin and Rockport in one day, and then Monday went all the way down to Port Mansfield and fished down there. And I thought to myself, man, if this ain't living, then I don't know what is. you know, this is a dream for me to be able to do this. So I'm very, very blessed to be able to get up and hook up to the boat and say, let's just go down to Port Mansfield and go fish down there, and or be able to hook up and go up north, go fish the upper lagoon. I'm just, you know, I don't think God enough, and I'm very blessed. But yeah, the trout bite down there was phenomenal. It was just like, I mean, and we were drifting. I had my daughter with me, so, and she was such a trooper. We were out there all day. We came in, it had to have been 2:30, and we got out there, like I said, by the time we got out there, it was about 9 o'clock. She'll be 5 in October. She's got a birthday coming up. And we drifted, and I stood up on that burn bar. I was looking for reds. Of course, I didn't run very far. And in Mansfield, you don't have to. You don't have to run very far to go find them. You know, ran areas further down south, you know, North Payton's, you know, where the infamous flag is. I mean, it ain't no secret down there. It's such a popular place. All those areas, you know, north of the East Cut, all those flats in there. And we didn't have a real big tidal movement that day. I looked at the tides. I said, man, I hope maybe our tides are going to be moving. Maybe it'll move those redfish. Maybe it'll move that bait. Same thing when we were fishing in the tournament just a couple days prior in Rockport, that we didn't have much tidal movement during the bigger high tide. It wasn't nothing really severe where, you know, sometimes you can feel that water flowing through you. I've seen it. I've felt it at north of the East Cut, right there in Port Mansfield, a couple times in the winter. Me and Kim Golden, we'd fish there a lot when we're not booked. Her and I go out there and we fish on our days off. And I remember specifically one time this last winter, we were standing right there, just on the north side of where the you know, it gets real shallow, and then you have the channel. That water was moving so fast that you could feel it, and also you could see all the redfish and black drum and sheep's head just moving with the tide. And I thought, man, this is neat. That's real neat. And so fishing these tidal movements, water movements, the last, you know, couple of days earlier this week and later into the week, last weekend, I started thinking about it, and I thought, man, I said, this is so weird to me compared to what I'm used to fishing back here in Baffin. And I thought, well, maybe it's weird. Maybe what I'm fishing is weird, and that's normal. I was telling a friend of mine, I think I have it the other way around. What I'm fishing is weird, and what's normal is tidal movements and stuff like that. It's back here,
right.
we're not fishing tidal movements. Our wind is our tidal movement. Our wind drives our water.
Yeah, you have to have wind-driven current, you know, in Baffin.
Yes.
Up your way.
Yes. Yeah. And so I started thinking about it. I'm like, man, I'm not the weird one. Or they're not the weird one. I'm the weird one. Baffin's the weird one.
Yeah.
Everything else is normal.
It's a different animal. It really is.
It is.
It's a different animal.
Yes, it is.
That's why I like fishing there. It's so much different than everywhere else.
Let
me knock this break out, Rihanna. Hang on a second. I'll be right back at you.
Sounds
all right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop and have all your processing needs done. You know, with deer season right around the corner, bow season coming up, and then regular season, no better place to have your animals processed than the Belleville Meat Market. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and along with their bulk pricing that's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage and homemade hot dogs, original or with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And while you're there, check out all their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky and turkey jerky, their dry sausage and dry sticks. They're really good. And not to mention that great processing facility they have. It's open year-round, and they're fixing to get busy and check out their deer tamales, venison hot dogs, their new sausage recipe. It's all good. You got to try it. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:36 already. Final segment. Man, it went by fast today. All right, Rihanna, we are back.
All right. Yeah, time goes by when you're having fun, don't it?
Yes, it does. I like talking about fishing as much as I enjoy fishing, doing it.
Likewise, me as well. Yeah, over there in Mansfield, some areas over there, that scattered grass looked so beautiful. And actually, the floating grass wasn't too bad. Of course, the further up you go towards the east, when it, you know, you've got sand, then you've got sand scattered grass, and then you've got grass scattered sand pockets, and then you've got a bunch of grass. Further up to where it's just sand scattered grass, oh my goodness. Them potholes, you know, I know some areas that I've waded up there, you'll wade and then you'll come in just a little indention, a little pothole, and it's about just above knee deep. And right in there in the wintertime, those trout will just nestle right in there. Redfish will linger right there with them. And those areas, when I was there earlier this week, they just looked so pretty. There wasn't a whole lot of bait up in there, and I'm thinking, I don't know if it was just too hot, you know, all that sand with just a little bit of grass. I think maybe it's just too much exposure this time of year with the sun. It's hot. It gets hot. Of course, that sand cools down and it heats up pretty quick. So, you know, visually it looked beautiful, but it just didn't seem like where they were. I made several drifts through structure like that, and I did not come across big schools of reds like I wanted to. And like I said, I didn't burn a whole lot. I could have ran a lot more territory, and I just didn't. I had a friend with us, and you know, I thought I want to get him on some fish and get on a bite. I don't want to be running around. So I spent more time fishing than running around. So we got on that good trout bite, and I thought, man, when it gets that good, it's hard to leave fish to go. I don't like to leave fish to go find fish, you know. If I'm on a good bite, we'll stay there and stay put. And if we're waiting and, you know, plant our feet and just fan cast every two to four feet, just fan it all out. Of course, drifting, it's a little bit different. Those trout were out. They were out deep. I will say.
Well, it's that time of year. It's been hot all summer, man.
Surprisingly, yes, Mickey, they were out way deeper than what I expected. One of us put a rod in the water, and at one point we couldn't even touch the bottom. So, my depth finder, it'll read to the top of the grass. So if there's 6 inches of grass and it's reading 3.6, it's going to be deeper. So, and out there, it's a little bit mushy. It's not firm bottom like it is over here in Baffin, you know, areas that I fish. It's soft. It was deep. A lot of boats in this area, it seemed like it wasn't a secret. At one point I counted 5 boats, including myself. They were drifting parallel. We were all drifting parallel, to that same line out there. And I know in that area in the wintertime, I fished there on a lower tide. There's some really well-defined potholes in there. I mean, like really deep potholes. Matter of fact, it's one of my favorite areas to fish in the wintertime because of that. So our tide, the water level down there was high. It's our water's coming up. And so it was particularly deep right in there. And so that's where they were. I mean, they were kind of like in a little bowl right in there.
Yeah.
And I think they were just nestled in those deeper potholes. Water felt wonderful too. I had put my hands in the water to rinse off my hands every once in a while, and the water felt pretty cool. So
yeah.
I imagine further down that lower column, and that's where they were. One of the friends that I had on the boat with me, he was throwing an 1/8 ounce jig head, and he was hammering them. I mean, letting that lure fall to bottom. And I was throwing a 1/16, and I just wasn't getting, it wouldn't fall in as quickly as his lure. When he was throwing a kind of, I think he said it was a hoagie or a, it was kind of an older model lure,
yeah.
plastic. And I thought, he was like, yeah, they don't make these no more. And I was like, it looks vintage, whatever you're throwing. But they wanted it, man. That was like, he only had one of those, and they ripped it up. And I was throwing a Little John XL and Golden Brim with the Sartreuse head at 1/16, and it just wasn't getting down in that lower column as quickly as it needed to. So I had switched over to a heavier bait, a darker bait, and started letting it fall, and that's when they were hitting it right. I'd let it fall for about 3 seconds and just work the lower column. Of course, I'm standing up on the burn bar, so I'm way up there.
Yeah.
So I have to give it a lot more. We're drifting too, so, and the wind was pretty consistent that day. It was blowing early at one point in the morning. It was blowing pretty good. Later in the day, it died off. Mid morning, it started laying down a little bit. But early in the morning, it was pretty well sustained, which I like. I like a good wind like that, and it had a lot of east in it. So we were drifting from shallow to deep, which
right.
For a drift like that, that's perfect. For drifting, I think that's perfect, but for wading, it's a little awkward, because once you get to that deep part, you can't keep going forward like you could in the boat. So it was perfect. It was perfect layout, perfect setup, and all those trout were caught on the lower column out deep in 2 to 3.5 feet of water. Which to me was pretty interesting to see. You know, when I think about it, it's not really surprising because of how hot it's getting in the afternoon. Mornings, it's really cool. Late in the afternoons, it starts to get really, really toasty. So, you know, that was a really good bite. And all of those trout were thick. A couple of them were a little bit on the thinner
side. Good, healthy
side,
looking, yeah,
them,
good and thick.
Most of them were healthy, yeah. So while I was down there, I went and grabbed the old shell water and tested the battery, and it was running a little low, so brought it back here to Bath and been just getting it ready. I've got somebody that wants it, and so I have dropped the price down. It's now to $60,500 is what I'm asking, and I mean,
yeah,
that's your
other boat you've had. That's a real nice boat, real clean,
yes,
good shape.
That's
great.
It's
boat.
Clean. Yes, it's beautiful. After getting it detailed from head to toe, I looked at it and I was like, man, this is sure is a sweet, shallow running rig. I was like, I'm going to hate to see this one go. Cause,
well, that one you got now is nice. I like that boat.
It
that
is nice.
Really nice. Real sweet.
Yes. I love my Haney. I love it.
I'd have liked it better if Baffin hadn't been so rough that day we were in it. I was wanting you to open it up and let's get on with it, but hey, it was too rough to do that. Good Lord.
Yeah.
It was
yes,
blowing.
It was, and that Haney there handles that like nothing. It chops right through it, cuts right through it like butter, and that's the beauty of that beast right there. She cuts through those waves very, very nicely and makes for a very smooth, easy ride when you've got high winds out of the north or
right.
high winds out of the south in springtime. It makes for a really pleasant ride. Shoal water, the good thing about that, you can just get up shallow and get around it. But it doesn't quite handle the chop as intensely as the Haney does. They're both different animals built for different scenarios. You know, they have their
no such thing as a perfect boat for all conditions.
There's not
deep water, shallow water, any of it. You got to have two.
That's
boats.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought when I looked at the shell water all cleaned up. I thought, might not hurt me to have two boats. How pretty she looks right now. But
well, the south zone of dove season opens this morning. Are you gonna hunt today?
I hunted yesterday for special white wing season. Yeah, I started hunting yesterday, and our dove hunt went really well. I had two wonderful ladies that came one of them came from Hallettsville, and the other one came from Eagle Lake. So they came from a long ways to come dove hunt. And we were out there all evening. I think that's why I kind of feel a little tired. I didn't get in till later. And so we're on some sunflowers. Of course, he had already harvested them, and he left some on the turn row. It's a pretty big field. So there was quite a few other groups out there hunting, in which I prefer it that way because it gets those birds circulating.
Well, it keeps them moving,
That's right. And there were groups on every corner of that field, and so I have been scouting a couple days prior just to see, you know, when they were flying. One day they were already starting to fly early. Yesterday they didn't start flying till about really and truly later, about 4:30, when it really started getting a little bit cooler. And as the day went on, early it was really hot, but as the day went on, it wasn't as intense being out in that sun. And we're in full sun. We had one little hay bale that was right there next to us, but not enough to shade us. and so the sun didn't feel too bad. Last year, it seemed, two years ago, it seemed like it was just hotter. This year, so far, it's been a cooler feel and later in the day. And
well,
so
we got
were
more
lucky.
Hours of darkness now at night, you know. Well,
right.
We got more time that it's dark. The days are getting shorter, and you can feel that little bit of coolness in the air in the mornings.
Yes. So it was a pleasant hunt, and these ladies stayed. It was their first time, and so they had brought all their gear, and I of course had to assemble it for them. And one of the things they had brought, one of them had brought a gun, and they didn't have a plug in it. They bought a plug.
Uh-oh.
And so I tried to put it in there and pry it in there, and it wasn't the correct plug. And so I went on YouTube and Googled it, and I said, wow, that plug that he's using for that gun is about the size of a pencil. This one here, the diameter is just too thick. And so I go in my truck, and I find pencils that my daughter had left in the truck. And
there
so I
go.
Made
That'll work.
I made her a plug.
We used to just use a big pen.
Yep.
You know, take the ink cartridge out of it, slide it out, and just drop that in there.
Yeah, see, the pen was even too thick. That diameter was too thick to fit.
Okay.
It was too thick still, so it was more of a pencil size. And I said, man, oh, man, I hope I've got some pencils. Luckily, my little baby girl, she loves to draw, and she had brought some pencils, I guess, in the truck, and she left some. And I pulled those pencils out, and I looked at them. I said, ladies, I said, y'all are in luck. So I kept breaking those pencils and finding it to where you could only put two shells in there, and I got it. And I told her, I said, I will find a way to make this work. I said, because Mr. Maloney, he'll come around. He's always lurking around. Sure enough, he showed up after the hunt. He showed up and came up and checked us. I said, there he is. I said, so he shows up and he comes, tries to put three shells in your gun. If you could put more than three, he'll find you on the spot. I found a way. And at first we were kind of worried. I was like, man, I hope that we can make this work, and we did. So when you've got to find a way, and you become self-sufficient sometimes being in hunting and fishing, you find ways and innovate new ways on how to do whatever it takes to get the job done and to go out here and make a successful day on the field or on the water. You learn to find ways to make it work. And so it was fun. They shot, they only shot 14 birds. They were flying, but for it being their first time out there hunting ever, they did fantastic. And so there were a lot of mourning dove. There was quite a few white wings, but more mourning dove in that field. So it's going to be a good hunt. Most of those birds were out in the middle of the field. I think we were all kind of condensing them out in the middle because we kept shooting them out there. It seems like everybody in the field did pretty well. So today I'm going to go out there and hunt again, probably later this afternoon. We won't show up till, see, yesterday. They didn't start, like I said, they didn't start flying till later, 4 o'clock, and 2:30, it's hot. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to be sitting in that field at 2:30. I know I don't.
No.
I don't want to be sitting out there. Them birds ain't flying. No, I'll wait. I'll wait, get out there later. Wait till they're flying. They fly right. I mean, we had probably 5 to 8 mourning dove that almost just landed on top of the mojo. I mean, they just land right on it. And you see that more with mourning dove. They'll fly right to it. The white wings, they just kind of ease right in there. And so it was fun. I didn't have my gun with me. I typically don't like to. I like to leave all the opportunities to my clients. And what I'll do is I just watch. I'll go fetch birds. I'm the bird dog. You know, I'll go fetch the birds and clean up and do all
bird
that
mama.
Stuff.
Bird mama. That a girl. Go get them.
Yep. Go get them. Keeps me in shape.
Pick them up. Pick them up quick. Keep the ants off of them.
Yeah, I have to, you know, when those birds fly, when they fall down, you got to keep your eye on them, because if that brush is thick, which over there it's thick, you know, it's
look out for them rattlebacks.
Yeah, that's why I told those ladies, I said, you know, I always wear my snake boots. I don't care if I hadn't seen them. I've never seen one.
Oh, you're not like Crocker and wear flip flops and shorts in the dove field?
No.
He does. Oh, that is his apparel right there. I'm going, you're crazy. Even deer hunting.
Man.
I've deer hunted with him. He'll climb the stand with a pair of shorts and flip-flops on, going, man.
I like to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. Them snake boots aren't entirely all that comfortable. But
no, they are. They're uncomfortable. I know
it's
the Twisted
like
X are the most comfortable ones. That's what Blaine and all of them are starting to wear now. I've got a pair of Justins I've had for 20 years.
They're well broken.
You know, they're
in.
Fine, but they're still uncomfortable. You can't spend a lot of time on your feet with them.
No,
like
Twisted
X.
Right. So I've got this Chippewa snake boots. And
yeah, they're kind of stiff and uncomfortable, too.
They are. You've got to break them in, and you almost have to get them wet and wear them while they're wet and let them dry while they're, you know, while you wet them down, and they're pretty much broken in now, but you know, it's like the same thing wearing stingray guards. You know, they're not comfortable, but you know what? They offer that protection when you need it.
Well,
and I know
you
want
to talk about uncomfortable. Just get hit by a ray, and you'll wish you'd have had them on. You know,
that's what I've heard. I keep hearing that, and.
I've been lucky,
fact,
knock on wood. I've yet to get hit, and hope I never
really
do. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know you've never been hit.
No, never.
Wow. No, I'm going
to
knock on wood for you.
Galveston Bay where you can't see them, and maybe that's a good thing. We don't see them.
Yeah, that's why I always say, see no evil, fear no evil.
Yeah, unless they leave a mud trail. You can tell the difference between a ray and a flounder, the way they scatter it out of your way.
Absolutely.
So. Kicked a few, even had a barb in my wading boot that I didn't even know I had in there where I slid my foot up on the back of one just right.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, you definitely have been lucky with that.
I got to go, girl. If somebody wants to come down and go fishing, give them some info how they can reach out to you.
Sounds good. My number is 361-296-5400. I will be in Port Mansfield starting in December, so if you want to get on a wade down in Port Mansfield, I highly recommend it. There will be some good trout down there. Until then, I'll be here in Baffin, so give me a call. Let's go make a wade.
Wading shallow and chunking lures. Nothing like
it. That's right.
All right.
Nothing
well, hey,
like
always
it.
A pleasure. You have a good Sunday. You take care.
You as well, Mickey.
Thanks, later. Rihanna. See you now. Later.
All right.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.